Well, hey everybody, Jonathan Dorr with you as always for the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. Welcome aboard. I'm excited. It is not too long until the NCEA convention in Baltimore, Maryland. And guess what? I'm doing the keynote. I'm really excited. Just me and about 10,000 friends. Looking forward to that. I've got a really exciting message that's on my heart. I often say that, speakers and writers, we don't have a lot of different ideas. We've got sort of usually one or two big ideas, and I'm going to come and share that. I really want to talk about surrender. I think that the complexity of Catholic education, the demands, the stress, the burnout, I think there's a way through this, and I'm going to share that message. So please make sure, if you're in the US, get yourself to Maryland, to Baltimore in April for the NCEA convention. Just go check out ncea.org. And find out all the details. And if you do get there, if you are coming, if you're already booked, come and say hi. I love meeting people. I'm there for about 3 or 4 days. So if you see me wandering around the convention center, please come and say hi. It'd be lovely to meet you. Friends, let's talk. If you're not getting the Catholic Teacher daily email, so I do a really simple email every day for just a little motivational quote that I share with people. Yesterday's was really good from Cardinal Robert Sarah about this returning to God idea, this idea that we all need this personal conversion. And so just email me at, what's the best way to do this? Probably daily, the word daily at beingcatholic.com.au, beingcatholic.com.au. Send me an email, daily at beingcatholic.com.au, and we'll get you on that list. All right, today's quote I want to share with you. It's from T. Dalrymple. It's a pretty powerful quote, this one. I hope you're sitting down. It says this: to assent to obvious lies is to cooperate with evil and in some small way to become evil oneself. To assent to obvious lies is to cooperate with evil and in some small way to become evil oneself. Why would I choose that for Catholic teachers? A couple of thoughts. One is that there's some really good thinking these days around, I guess, what Pope Benedict used to call the dictatorship of relativism. So, you know, totalitarianism as we know it, if you think back to the fall of the Berlin Wall, we sort of saw the fall of, you know, obvious manifested communism, though of course we still see it in many parts of the world. But the idea, if you go back to writers like Solzhenitsyn, even Tolstoy, but you know, look at Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago, you see this idea of how one of the ways that the dictatorship of relativism works, of this kind of soft totalitarianism that takes over culture, is that it just gradually increases the false communication in our culture. Lies, just small lies, little lies. And, you know, eventually it leads to the big lie, to the great big lies about what it means to be human, about what it means to love, about the nature of God. So a lot of the thinking is that the way that sort of totalitarian thinking took over Eastern Europe was through these small lies. And propaganda would come out and people would have to pretend that they believed these lies. And then they would begin to speak these lies. And that's what this quote is saying, is that we don't speak truth. If we don't participate with the truth, if we start to believe and to speak untruth and lies, then we get shaped by that. We become what we say. It's no coincidence that Jesus is the Logos. Jesus is the Word. You know, they didn't say that Jesus is the thought, you know, that made the universe. That he's the Word. He's the performative Word. So, okay, what's all this got to do with Catholic education? I think there's a risk, and it's been there for many years, where we can sometimes present ideas to students that are not ideal, that are not in keeping with the truth as the church teaches it. And this is controversial, it can make some people uncomfortable, but we need to say it. The classroom is never our personal platform for personal beliefs. The church document's talking about that we only speak if we participate in the performative action of Jesus. So Jesus was a teacher and we share in his teaching of truth. So what we want to do is match our lives, match our speaking to the truth of what Jesus had to say in the Gospels, the truth about the human person, the truth about love, the truth about God, the truth about who he was. So we need to just pray for the grace to be people of truth. We need to be, at this moment in history, you know, there's all, with so much going on in politics all over the world and kids are just inundated with ideas and agendas and ideologies, we need to be people of truth. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to help us to be people of truth who have the courage to speak the truth. Not indoctrination, not political dogma, but the ability to know our faith and to speak our faith into the lives of young people at the appropriate moment. So it doesn't mean we jump up every day and carry on and try to force dogma down their throats. No one does that. But it's the ability to speak the truth. And we can't speak that truth if we don't know it, believe it, experience it in our lives. So I just want to remind you what an incredibly beautiful position you have in the lives of young people. You are placed there by God to be vehicles of His truth into their lives. So I'm going to pray for you. Father, I pray for every teacher listening that they would seek a return to You, that they would seek a deeper immersion in Your truth, Your presence, and Holy Spirit, that as they open to You, You would bring truth through them into the lives of young people. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, friends, that's it. Let's be people of truth, even if it's hard, and it will be hard at this moment in history. No one's going to give you a prize. So speak the truth in love. Speak the truth when it's difficult. Speak the truth when you'd rather be quiet. God bless you for what you do in Catholic education every day as you become saints, as you are shaped through this vocation. All right, do me a favor, share this with some people. Come and join the Facebook group, Passionate Catholic Teachers. Jump on Facebook, type in Passionate Catholic Teachers. You'll find us there. Please make sure you've subscribed. Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts. You'll find this podcast on all of those things. Just search for the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. You'll find us. Please share it. Please keep me in your prayers. Hope to see you in Baltimore. My name is Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast, and I'll have another message for you tomorrow.